following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gumout Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good Wednesday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis along with you as the midweek is upon us on this 13th day of April. I'm starting to find my tax forms, and we'll get to work on those here in the very near future. On the program today, it's Wednesday. That means our Loper Link. We're going to catch up with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. They played Colorado State, Kansas State, and Iowa State in their own building on Saturday. We'll talk about how that went, how it even came about, and what that means for UNK volleyball. Also, Kearney High graduate and hopefully starting place kicker and punter for the Huskers this fall, Brett Maher, is going to join us at the bottom of the broadcast as well to talk about spring ball so far, what he's looking forward to in the spring game, and how things are going. It will be tough to fill in or take over, of course, for Alex Henry, and we'll see how he's dealing with that. So that's coming up on the program today, and if we have a little time, I think we'll also hear from Coach Bo Pelini, first Big Ten teleconference, their spring football teleconference held yesterday.
Douglas, but the real excitement of the day, the NHL playoffs get underway. Oh, no, maybe not. With the Colorado Avalanche not even in the playoffs this year, does it just totally eliminate everybody's interest totally from Central Nebraska?
Yeah, if you're an MMA fan, you're an MMA fan. If you're a soccer fan, you're a soccer fan. If you're a NASCAR fan, you're a NASCAR fan. If you're one of the handful of NHL fans, enjoy it. Have fun watching Versus. I don't mind if it's on in the background and it's a meaningful game, but I could care less about game one of a two-month-long series that's about to take place over the next two nights. I don't care. I'm not a hockey fan. If you're a hockey fan, that's fine. If you're an NHL fan, that's fine. Enjoy it. It's your time of the year. But it's just there aren't very many of you, not in this part of the world.
That's exactly right. I think it's even more limited. I think there's some people that have been out and watched the Avalanche and have become Avalanche fans and say, you've got to go to a game. It's awesome when you're there to see the speed. And awesome. That's great for that select group. For everybody else, it's like, okay, it's a nice little segue to Barry Melrose, and you might get to see Don Cherry in
but
a cool
you,
suit.
Are you even – yeah, it was the – that's the whole point. It was the atmosphere. It was the bigger rink. It was the cold beer. It was being in Denver. Are you really a hockey fan? I mean, it's like the folks that say, well, you got to go to a NASCAR race. No, I don't. It's loud and they turn left. What the hell else do I need to know? Yeah, it's probably a great party and all kinds of people are having fun and there's hot chicks there. Yeah, it's great. And there's tons of mobile home or travel trailers and RVs. I mean, yeah, I'm sure the atmosphere is great. The event?
Wurstock's got a lot of pretty girls and a lot of beer. Yeah, it's a fun event.
A lot of beer. The bottom line is, you know, if you're a fan, you're a fan. That's fine. You know, that's the one thing we've come to realize on this show. We can't sit here and talk about the NHL playoffs because 1% of you care. 2% of you care. I mean, that's the case. You know, you might care if there's a former Tri-City Storm player on a roster somewhere, but do you really care? I mean, yeah, you want to see if that team does well, if that player gets in, but that's about it. So that's getting going. The NBA playoffs get going this weekend, and we'll have select games here on ESPN Radio as we get you closer to the NBA Finals in November. Right now, though, it is time for our Wednesday Looper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Trended Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service to the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliance, log on to their website at garrettappliance.com. They'll help you get ready for the spring and summer months. And brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show in his spring workouts with a lot of new faces. It is the head coach of the Loper Volleyball Program, Rick Squires. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you back on the program. How's it going?
Going good. It's been a busy spring and a lot of things going on in the volleyball world. You know, and probably a few more than we would like this time around with having to replace some staff members and things like that. But we're nearing the end, and it has been a positive stretch for us, that's for sure.
Well, we had John Cook on last week before the Huskers came up to play Wichita State, and he had to replace his staff. And when you go into spring, not only do you have a lot of new faces like you have, but you're trying to get the new coaches to understand what you want them to do, to buy in and learn your system as well. And how much time and how much does that deter from actually working with the kids, both for you and for them?
Well, I guess the bottom line is we're thankful that we have this opportunity, because otherwise you'd be trying to do that in the fall when you're trying to compete. So, you know, fortunately for us, one of our new staff members is a former player in Cola Svec, so she's very familiar with the system and the drills and the philosophies that we have. Our other new coach is not on board full-time yet, so hopefully we'll get her up here in the next week or so. So we have yet to go through that process with her, and, you know, that's part of the reason that, you know, even summer camps and things like that will be important, because she'll get a feel for our program and our players. And her name's Amy Gillespie. I think that's coming out. I think we're okay to say that now. She's from Seminole State Junior College in Oklahoma, and I think she's going to at least be in the gym when we're playing in our last spring tournament, so she'll get a chance to get familiar with the players. So that transition will be ongoing, but so far we feel pretty good about it.
Rick, obviously last weekend you guys you played a competition that maybe you've never seen before, at least in the spring, certainly, in Division I opponents. Certainly did very, very well in a lot of people's eyes. Your thoughts, and how did it come together, first of all?
Well, I mean, you know, you get to know coaches at various levels when you've been doing this for a while, and one of the nice things about spring volleyball is there is some mixing of the divisions, and so we've been out at some of these places as far as going to their spring tournaments, and of course with Jesse Mahoney being at Fort Hays State, he's the Colorado State assistant coach. I think they wanted to play a match against Iowa State. You know, they wanted to play some Big 12 competition. There are some regulations in the spring about how far you can travel, and you can't miss any class time and things like that, so we were a nice neutral site location for those schools to get together when they would have more difficulty doing that otherwise. I think Coach Mahoney was aware of our facility and the enthusiasm here, so You mix that in with Christy Johnson, and they've got Nebraska kids, and they want to get them back here in town, especially Kelsey Peterson. And the whole thing fell together nicely, and we got to play at home and play against teams that, you know, physically especially are a whole different level than what we normally see.
Your kids battled pretty good for having a lot of new faces out there.
We were generally pleased with them, you know, from a standpoint of technique and you know, doing the things that we work on. We were a little bit up and down, but I was pleased to see that our girls really competed. And I think once we got over the initial, maybe the first game and a half against Kansas State, where you're just, you know, maybe awed by their sheer physicality, we started playing volleyball and doing things maybe our own way and playing the way we're comfortable playing, and we saw that was successful at times against opponents who were maybe bigger and stronger, but maybe not quite as fast. And so we got confidence throughout the day, and we started to play a little bit better. We played extremely well against Colorado State. He's got a nice program. And, you know, and then against Iowa State, I thought we competed well, but they just weren't going to give us much. And you know, I don't know if they were aware that we were able to get a couple of wins against Colorado State, but they got pretty stingy on defense, and the points were tough to come by. So all in all, it was good for us, and I think we got better.
Rick, where you sit right now, you've been through a lot of springs. Obviously, you've been a perennial power in this conference and continue to get to make runs at national titles. Is this a team that can do that again in your mind?
You know, I think that we're going in that direction. I was pleased with Jenna Rose's development. You know, anytime you lose your setter, especially one the caliber of Kolesvec, that's a major concern. That's the person running your offense. Jenna's been in our program now for 2 years, and you know, quite honestly, she's been a little up and down. So this spring was extremely important for her, and continues to be. And so we're feeling better and better about our setting situation. You know, anytime you don't have a lot of upperclassmen, you're a little concerned about people maybe stepping into bigger roles. So I was happy to see Ellie Pesavento play well again. Katie Sokolowski's coming along. Ariel Krolikowski played extremely well all day in the spring event, and that's going to be important for us because she's one of those few upperclassmen that we do have. So I think we put you know, four or five freshmen out there on the floor and a couple of sophomores. So considering that, you know, we think we're going to be competitive in our conference and our region, and if you can do that, then you're probably going to be competitive nationally. So that's what we'll expect to do, and we know that's not easy, but we think we've got a chance to be pretty good if we keep moving forward.
Rick, how big is it for Jenna Rose to come from her mom being a coach and just being around the game as much as she has when you expect her to run that offense?
Well, I think it's always good, you know, when you can have coaches' kids on the roster. They're, you know, they kind of have that reputation as gym rats and, you know, those heady sort of players that maybe understand the game a little bit better than most. And when that can be your setter, who's a decision maker out there and has to, just by nature of the position, provide leadership for you, I think that's a bonus. So Kolesvec came from the same sort of background. Her mom's a high school coach. Jenna Rose, the same thing. Obviously, Diane's a tremendously successful coach over at Northwest High School. So that helps, no doubt about it. I mean, they get the big picture, and they understand that coaches aren't there to tell you good job all day long, and you know, she's bought into our system here, so no question that's helped her.
Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, with us for another minute here on Loper Link. You signed another couple of girls. I just want your overall thoughts on the class coming in. Ashley Pearson from Bennington and Dominique Shue coming out of Heston, Kansas. The early signing period, Liz McGowan of Grand Island, Lauren Wagner of Alma, and a couple of out-state kids. Just your thoughts on that incoming class.
You know, it's a very solid class. You know, I would suspect that we might get some immediate help from a couple of those girls. Probably the area that we're most likely to see some contribution from is going to be the ball control area. You know, we lost, obviously, Caitlin Heiserman. Satara Michaels played back row for us. Between Liz McGowan and Molly O'Brien, those two are ahead of the curve as far as college volleyball readiness, and I would not be surprised if they're battling things out for some playing time as freshmen. The others, we're encouraged by them. It's hard to pick maybe any one of them that could come in here and break in, but I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of them did. I just, at this stage, we just like them almost more as volleyball athletes than players so far, but I think they're all capable of doing some nice things here. So we'll be young, but we'll be, I think, pretty deep and reasonably talented, and hopefully that'll culminate in something good.
Coach, you do go to Drake next week. Is that a heads-up deal, or do you have more competition? What are you going to see there?
Just got the schedule today, as a matter of fact. We're going to see Wayne State over there, so we know they're good. We'll play Drake, who had a nice year in the Missouri Valley, and then we play Missouri St. Louis, who's a, you know, probably a mid to upper level D2 team, and then Iowa Lakes Community College, who's you know, pretty good 2-year school. So kind of a mixed bag over there, but you know, when you see the Wildcats show up on the other side of the net, I'm sure our girls will be fired up and theirs will too. And even though it's spring ball, they're still keeping score, and that tends to make things pretty competitive.
makes it interesting. I guess a general question, since you bring up Wayne State, I don't know what your relationship is with the coaching staff up there. Have you went through some pains a couple of years ago? They went through some pains at the end of last year. Are they okay, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Unfortunately, they're still doing just fine. And you know, I know that you know, I think they're on pace to be as good or better next year than they were this year, and so they'll be a top 10 type team. They've played well this spring. I think I saw one of their results from an early spring matchup. They took the first set from Minnesota and had them in a whole world of trouble in the second set. I think they end up losing 29-27 or something. So they played some big boys too, and done pretty well with them, and you know, they'll be right there in the mix like they have been.
Coach, stay out of the way. You guys should be fine.
Wow. That's good stuff. Rick, we always appreciate the time, and best of luck. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, here on our Loper Link. Couple other Loper notes. The men's track team has moved up to 16th in the country in Division II this week. So from 16th to 13th in the country in Division II. So they keep on rolling along. Also, the softball team went 2-2 over the weekend, so they're 11-14 in the conference. Cassie Keck broke the single-season home run record set by Darcy Berry back in 99 and 2000. So with a lot of season to go, she has a chance to extend that. And the softball team this week will be playing at Regis. The baseball team will be at Metro. Probably didn't get what they wanted out of the Mesa State Series at home this weekend. Coach Damon Day said they were sluggish Friday, which, you know, is always hard to understand when you're playing your number one, their number two. How can that happen? But it just didn't happen. They went 1-3. They do hold on to their conference lead, and they, as we said, will play at Metro this weekend. And in wrestling, former Loper Terrell Delognev advances on. He is your U.S. Open heavyweight champion. Ex-Huskers Jordan Burroughs, Justin Ruiz also were winners in that, but Terrell Delognev moves on. And in the crazy world that is wrestling, this helps him out when they get ready for the Nationals for the next time to get qualified, because he just has to sit there and wait for the whole other tournament to play out. He's in the finals, and everybody else has to wrestle to see
for
who's
going
to take on Delognev. Yeah.
And that goes on in Cincinnati, I believe, or Cleveland.
Cleveland was where this event
Cleveland was where this was. That's an interesting format. Does anybody know Terrell Delognev is a wrestler getting ready for the Olympics? Are there who pays Terrell? How does he eat?
Probably very well.
I would assume very well, but some you just put it on credit cards and hope to get a job someday?
well, I don't know. It's one of those things that you got to keep on keeping on, and so best of luck there. And the UNK men's golf team, before we forget, shot a 54-hole score of 9-10 to finish at the DQ Wolfpack invite. And who would lead the Lopers at an event sponsored by DQ? That's right, Alex Farrell shot good enough for 16th yesterday. So
good
there
work,
you go.
Alex.
So they finished 7th at Walking Stick, and UNK about average of where they've been most of the season. They head to the RMAC Championships in Arizona next week. And in track, UNK will head to Seward for the Concordia Spring Invite.
This just in, Alex's dad Lee says he will comp an ice cream cone when he gets back to town to North DQ. Swirl if he wants it.
That's our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans, and by Garrett Tire, Treads, and Appliances. The Loper Link, brought to you by our fine folks, where they have 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area in the tire department. Log on to GarrettAppliance.com. We'll take a break coming up in a little bit. Brett Maher is going to join us, and we've got more after this.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
At Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, this time of year is when athletes take their best swings.
Swing, and there's a shot! Deep
swinging
right.
The big sticks on the diamond. Slap shot swinging on the ice. Or taking a big rip to drive that little white ball.
Does that swing for you?
One run score. Two run score.
My goodness, something has got to get here.
And listen for ESPN's Game of the Week every Sunday night on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun across the area today with high temperatures up around 63. Winds out of the northeast will also increase to about 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies turn cloudy with a low near 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 54.
Show back inside the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Coming up in about 4 minutes, we'll be talking with Brett Maher, Husker place kicker and punter, Kearney High graduate. We got a chance to chat with him. Just came back from Kearney High a little while ago, where more signees to attend college took place, including Taylor Fish. He's going to go play baseball for the University of Nebraska. Zach Reese is going to go wrestle for Brown. So a couple of Division I signees there. And another kid from Central Nebraska that's going to be part of Mike Anderson's ball club.
Well, give us another reason to follow this team. Cash Kalkowski getting it done at the plate a little bit.
What? Who?
The 0-1. That one's ripped to left. Drifting back is Lambert. He looks up. It is gone. Cash Kalkowski drives it out of here. A two-run home run, and the Cornhuskers have taken a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, Cash getting things going for the Huskers last night. He had a rough weekend, and he gets back to going again last night with a two-run home run. Gives the Huskers the early lead, which they never look back.
Yeah, good win for Nebraska in a midweek game. Good win, good one-run victory over Wichita State team. That those are the midweek games that you want to come away winners. Northern Colorado and North Dakota State and those teams, after playing the toughest schedule in the nation a year ago, I know they wanted to put some games they knew they could win up there, but this is a good win for the Huskers.
And tomorrow, as Nebraska gets ready to welcome in Kansas State Wildcat head baseball coach Brad Hill will join us on the show tomorrow. Also, former Husker Mike McNeil as they get ready for the draft 2 weeks away from tomorrow. And, folks, if you are looking for the best deal that you can find when it comes to a new car, a new truck, a new van, whatever it is that you want to drive, the Midway Auto Group is there for you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Take advantage of the Midway Advantage, where they have more than $2,500 added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group. Okay, here's the deal. Need your car worked on? They're going to take you wherever you need to be. No charge shuttle service. Complimentary first oil change and 23-point inspection on any new or pre-owned vehicle that you get from Midway. No charge car washes on Saturday at their Chrysler dealership. They have no charge consultations. Cash for your trade, whether you bought from them or not. It's all there for you at Midway, and go to their website at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. The Midway Advantage. The Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Nebraska football team will be back on the practice field this afternoon as they continue preparations for the spring game. Want to let you know that we've got just a couple of seats left on the ESPN Radio Spring Tour. We're this Saturday. All you have to do is get on the bus. By First Holiday Tour and Travel, you've got your tickets to the football game, you've got your tickets to the baseball game against Kansas State, and then you've got tickets to the volleyball game against Iowa State. And again, maybe you don't want to go to all three. You want to go down, you want to enjoy the tailgate, the football game, then take some time off, go watch volleyball. Maybe you just want to hang out, watch some baseball, enjoy your friendship. As long as you're back on the bus on the way home, we don't care what you do, but it's all included, folks. The tailgate, the transportation, the meal, getting you there and back, and tickets to the spring game, the baseball game, and the volleyball game. Go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, for more information. ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. Daddy, big, big things going on this week at the University of Nebraska, but obviously nothing bigger than the Nebraska women's bowling team going for a national championship.
And
they got some smart kids on the team.
Well, I wanted to get to the smart kids first because 6 out of the 161 students athletes honored for the 2011 Big 12 Academic At-Large team, 6 of them were Nebraska Lady Bowlers. Congratulations to Valerie Calberry,
no, don't,
Kayla Johnson,
don't.
Stina Mickelson,
don't.
Diane Vandermeer, Katie Ann Sopp, and Kaylee Stram. Congratulations, all of them. It's emotional for me to even mention those names.
Taylor, Michigan is where they're at this weekend for the national championships. And another great Husker athlete joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett Maher, Kearney graduate, place kicker and punter for the Huskers, is taking a little break from class and spring football to join us this morning. Brett, good morning. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
You hang out with any of these bowling chicks?
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting any of them yet.
It's our guilty pleasure on the show. You know, they bring home titles, and they take on teams like the basketball squad, you know, that they schedule, Touchdown and Arkansas State and things like that. But let's talk a little football. Spring game coming up on Saturday. What's this spring been like for you? I know sometimes folks snicker a little bit because it's always different for a kicker because there's only so much that a kicker and a punter can work on. You're not going through the same types of drills, but yet you're going through your own individual and your own special team workouts. What's it been like so far this spring?
It's been really exciting for me. you know, I've got a pretty exciting opportunity that I'm trying to take advantage of right now, and I'm just trying to work hard and do as much as I can to help the team in the fall. But it's been a lot of fun, and just kind of enjoying the ride right now.
Brent, in the ideal world in your mind, you want to be the kicker, you want to be the punter, you want to be the hold. What do you want to do? You want to hold and kick?
I'm not sure that's possible, but in an ideal world for me, I want to do all three. I want to kick off, and handle punting also. You know, I think I'm capable of doing that. Obviously, there's going to be some competition in the fall coming in, but that's my goal for the fall.
Brett Maher joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, have any of the coaching changes affected you or affected how you're being coached?
Not really. The only thing that's really different is I kind of have a little bit of a relationship with Coach Ells. He's the new linebacker coach, and he came from Ohio, which recruited me pretty heavily out of high school. So it's nice to see him again. But as far as coaching goes for us, we still have the same special teams coordinator and all that stuff. So it's not really a whole lot different for me.
Brett, we saw you kick in high school, and very, very, very talented kicker in your own right. But everybody wants to compare you, of course, to Alex Henry. How comfortable are you kicking a field goal right now?
I'm pretty comfortable. I've been working really hard at it since the end of fall and over winter and now into this spring. It was a little bit different, you know, getting the timing of everything down, you know, with a new holder that I've never worked with before and that kind of thing. But it's been going really smooth, and I'm getting really comfortable, and I'm pretty confident at it right now.
Brett Maher is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody wants to keep saying you're the man to replace Alex Henry. You know, I don't even think Jared Crick was the man to replace Ndamukong Suh. How fair is that? I mean, I know life's not fair, but how fair is this that people are trying to put that on you?
You know, I don't really try and read into that too much. I'm not sure if a guy like Alex is able even to be replaced if you look at the accolades and the numbers that he put up through college. So I'm not trying to replace him. I'm just trying to do the best that I can do and help the team in whatever way that I can. And hopefully that's in a big way, and doing as much as he did and helping them as much as he did last year and for the last 4 years. But, you know, I'm just going to try and control what I can do. And, you know, if that comparison happens, then it happens. But that's really the least of my worries right now.
Well, Brett, let's get down to the brass tacks. The way they do things, they chart things. They say this is how far he can kick it. This is how far he can punt it. This is his comfortable range. In your honest opinion, how do your numbers compare to the numbers that Alex had at this stage in his career?
Well, as far as numbers go, I guess I haven't attempted any field goals in a game or any punts in a game, so I think he's got me on both of those. But as far as leg strength and stuff goes, you know, Alex had a deceptively strong leg, and you know, I think I'm close to it, but even just to be in the same class as him would be a pretty talented college kicker. And I think it's pretty easy to say that I'm probably not going to make as high as a percentage as he did throughout his college career, just because nobody else ever has. So
that's a good bet.
If I can just be around the same is him, I think that I'll have a very successful career.
Brett, you mentioned getting accustomed to a new holder. Who's working out the hole? I mean, who do we got holding right now for you?
Right now, Austin Cassidy is, and he's doing a really good job. He stays after practice, and I get, you know, snaps and holds with him to try and get comfortable with him, and he's doing a really good job working hard and really, really learning to do a great job at it.
Brett Maher is with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give me an idea, Brett, of what your range is right now. Field goal, punt, what are you averaging? Because obviously they take your practice numbers every day. Mm-hmm. What are you comfortable at, field goal range, and what are you averaging right now as far as punts?
As far as field goals go, you know, I'm pretty comfortable. Anywhere 50-55 is definitely pretty comfortable on a calm day, like in our indoor facility. As far as punting goes, I've actually been punting the ball really well this spring. I don't exactly know what my average would be, but I would say anywhere between, I don't know, 43, 44, somewhere in there would probably be a fair guess for that.
Okay, now tell us about the ladies and the kickers and the punters down there. Do you have to hit a 57-yarder before girls notice you, or do girls talk to you just the way you are?
That definitely helps. I think Alex proved that one, but I don't know. We all enjoy each other, and I don't know.
It probably helps more to have a sister, doesn't it?
It does. I have two of them, actually. So.
For the folks out here that, you know, have followed you through your high school career, and again, a reminder, you know, Brett moved into Kearney when his dad took the superintendent's job. It wasn't like he was homegrown here. So you've got two or three different communities that that have been following you. How's the studies going? What are you majoring in? How much time you got left from that aspect?
I am majoring in secondary math education, so I want to be a high school math teacher and a coach, and I should graduate either in 4.5 or 5. I switched my major late, and I can't student teach during the fall with football and everything, so we'll just kind of see how that goes. But yeah, I'm excited about the school aspect of it. I'm really excited to get into a couple of classrooms and do some practicums and just kind of get going on that too.
All right, let's get to one more thing here. There was so much drama on this football team at the end of last year. How much does it really affect players on the team, like yourself and like some of the guys that you hang out with and are friends with?
You know, I think for the most part, we did a pretty good job of working through it. I mean, with any organization that really is as big as a Division I football program, there's going to be some sort of drama involved in that. And so I think the key is to just, you know, keep a level head about yourself and go about your business every day and just control what you can control. And I think we did a pretty good job of that last year. And I'm really excited about what we have in place for this year and the new coaches we brought in. They seem to be doing a great job, and everyone seems to be on board with them. So it could be a really exciting fall.
Hey, Brett, best of luck the rest of this spring and continued success in the summer and next fall. I know a lot of people are following you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brett. Don't forget, root on that bowling team this weekend.
I will.
All right, thanks, buddy. Take care. We'll see you at the game Saturday. Brett Maher, as we'll be down at the spring game this Saturday, checking things out, and hopefully he'll get a chance to impress. You know, what would be perfect is if, in his world, he'd get a chance to hit a game-winning kick early this season for Nebraska and kind of just calm everything down a little bit from that perspective.
It'd be tied already. So we don't have to, it'd be tied already, like 2020.
There comes Maher to attempt a 58-yarder. What the hell are they thinking? But
2 weeks from now, it'll come out that Brett Maher, did you hear he's dating Kayla Johnson, the bowler? No, just kidding.
You're just weird. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get two breakfast croissant sandwiches for just $3. Breakfast serve until 11 a.m. at BK, two locations in Kearney, along with Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back with more, including a few comments from Coach Bo Pelini after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun across the area today with high temperatures up around 63. Winds out of the northeast will also increase to about 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies turn cloudy with a low near 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up tomorrow, Brad Hill, baseball coach at K-State. Also, former Husker Mike McNeil getting ready for the draft. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk with Niles Paul on the program. Sean Callahan, Stu Pospisil were with us on Monday. If you missed any of our programs, go to the podcast. Everything's there from the last few days, last few weeks, last few months. If there's something that you want to hear again, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, up at that Kearney High signing, I talked about Taylor Fish going to Nebraska. Zachary, there are three Kearney High wrestlers that are now in the Ivy League. It's just, I don't even care what, where you're from, what your sport is. That's strange. There's going to be golf out in the Denver area again, part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Cherry Hills is going to host the BMW Championship starting in 2014. It's the third of the four competitions and will be held the first week of September. You've been to golf tournaments out there. Did you go to the International?
I've been to the International. Beautiful, beautiful. And obviously Cherry Hill's a little bit different because it's in Denver. It's not on the side of a mountain, but beautiful course in its own right.
A little more Nebraska football for you. Jared Crick and Levante David, two of just 42 players in the country, named to the Lott Impact Trophy watch list, honoring the top collegiate defensive player in the country, named for former USC and NFL great Ronnie Lott. Of course, Crick, 19 career sacks, 9.5 each of his past two seasons, two-time first-team all-conference selection, and in his first year with the Huskers, Levante David set a new single-season record with 152 tackles. They're among seven starters returning to a Nebraska defense that ranked in the top 12 nationally in scoring, passing, and total defense a year ago. Think they will again this year?
I would think so. I think so. Crick, 42 players, that's pretty good honor. Some of these award lists are four pages long. And again, this with only 42 people starting out, and then they'll keep trimming it until the award's given, but that's a great honor.
Well, yesterday, the Legends Division, today the Leaders Division of the Big Ten, having their spring coaches conference call and some of the players talking as well. But yesterday, Bo Pelini was among those getting a chance to chat. He was specifically asked by a variety of the reporters in the Big Ten about adjustments, if any, Nebraska is making to move from the Big 12 to the Big Ten.
No, that's not the time of year. We're not really scheme-oriented in the spring. We're really, when we go through spring practice, really looking for getting ourselves better, fundamentals, technique. We're doing some extra work, obviously, as a staff to, prepare ourselves scheme-wise for what we have going in the future. And we're always looking to tweak things and add some things and change up a little bit on both sides of the football. And that process has been working going forward. And, we're not really getting specific into what we're going to be seeing. It's more a fundamental technique aspect type thing for us.
Coach Pelini was asked about the challenges in joining the Big Ten.
No, not really. I mean, obviously, I think that the Big Ten is, very well. You know, the coaching is excellent. The teams are very fundamentally sound. The probably some styles of the offenses we're going to see are a little bit different, and really, for that matter, a little bit the styles of the defense. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to executing your game plans and taking care of yourself if you want to be a good football team. You don't alter a whole heck of a lot comparatively to who you're playing. You have to play good football, and our kids understand that, and we're really concentrating on doing that as we move through spring practice.
How much different do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be night and day different. You're not going to see the spread offense. They're going to be gone. Really, I don't think, unless someone, and people can change over the summer and whatnot, and they spread people out, but not like the Big 12 does. Not like.
Does that make it easier?
Yes, I would think it would simplify things a lot. You're not going to see the number of formations you saw. I think that's totally gone. For the hours and hours to be people preparing Lincoln for these teams, like a Texas Tech, like a Kansas with Reesing, like a Oklahoma State when people are going every which direction, you're not going to see that.
Coach Pelini was asked about having to prepare. I mean, you get used to knowing what Kansas does and Missouri does and Kansas State does and even somewhat the teams that were in the Big 12 South, but every opponent is now new. How big of a challenge is that?
It's a bit of a challenge. It just really requires a little bit more work in the off season. And I've always been one. We've always, gone ahead and looked at our opponents, the new opponents that are on our schedule. And we just have a few more to look at this year. And ultimately we're not, we're really just kind of trying to develop an idea of who they are, what their philosophies are, what they like to do. And then obviously you get into a week where you're getting ready to play that football team, then you dive into more specifics. But right now it's just kind of familiarizing yourself with what's coming up in the future.
Coach Pelini went on to say, in a cut that we won't play, but that when spring ball gets over and kind of the school lets out and they get into May work, that's when the coaching staff will start to break down teams in the Big Ten and get a lot more familiar with them.
Yeah, I would think they do basic overviews before. Obviously, they'll get new tape coming this fall because teams can change quite a bit, but understanding their basic sets and whatnot, I just think the base sets are going to be, you're going to see those throughout games. Yeah, they're going to move people around, but just not like the Big 12, like you'd seen in the Big 12.
Doug and Daddy Show, feel free to email us anytime because the three words of the week are
Masterful, Discovery, and Sunny.
If you use Masterful, Discovery, and Sunny any way you want in an email and send it off to us, you'll be eligible for a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. We'll draw out a winner at the end of the week. Love to hear from you. Here's one I got to get your thoughts on. Steve Sipple on one of his blogs put up a Heisman Trophy watch list compiled by HeismanPundit.com is already there, and there's 22 players on it. 21 of them are either quarterbacks or running backs. Is this fair, first of all? I mean, that's hogwash, all right? If all we're going to do is give the Heisman to quarterbacks and running backs all the time, then let's not call it the best player in college football, because I don't think it is anymore if they keep doing that. I'll just say it's a wide receiver. You know who it is?
No, I did not.
He was on my consideration for my ballot last year. Justin Blackmon, wide receiver, Oklahoma State. The only non-quarterback or running back. Among the 21 quarterbacks and running backs that are on this list, Taylor Martinez. What do you think about that?
Well, I suppose he's deserving to be on there with what he did through five games and numbers he put up. Now, if you don't get the ankle injury healed, he'll be off of that list real quickly. So,
one of five sophomores out of the 22, one of five sophomores is Taylor Martinez.
Where are the other sophomores from?
The other sophomores on this list are running back Michael Dyer out of Auburn, running back Ronnie Hillman out of San Diego State, running back Marcus Lattimore out of South Carolina, and sophomore quarterback Aaron Murray out of Georgia.
Well, pretty elite group. Coach, nice to be a part of, I think.
Coach Pelini was asked about Taylor Martinez's progress this spring.
Yeah, I think Taylor's had a really good spring, and you know, he's done a lot of good things. I think all our quarterbacks have gotten better. I think we've created, you know, I like our depth at that position. You know, we have a number of options there, I should, per se. You know, we have a lot of guys we feel that can go in and play some winning football for us. So. Taylor included. So I think that's a real positive sign for us, you know, offensively.
I hope I don't hear this after the spring game that Taylor Martinez is not the – if he says that the competition is open, that will be the first time that I might blow my top at a press conference and go, really? Really, Coach? Has Taylor digressed? Because we know none of these guys have progressed enough to catch him. So I don't need any BS Saturday that Taylor Martinez is not the starting quarterback for Nebraska. I don't need that BS that we're going through summer and fall camp and then we'll make a decision. Taylor Martinez is the starting quarterback. I don't need any BS. The only way he's not is if he does something off the field.
No, I think you're exactly right. I don't know why he would. I think Taylor Martinez maybe needs that confidence throughout the summer and getting him ready. Just with the mental things that go on with Taylor Martinez, and hopefully he's grown and matured. So remember, he was 19 years old a year ago. Let's give the kid a chance before we clobber him again. We were all over him a year ago.
One other football note: Maurice Mansfield, former Hastings College standout, and now with the Nebraska Danger, is the Indoor Football League Special Teams Player of the Week. And when you got 20, what is it, four, six teams in the league?
Nice.
That's a pretty good get there. He had five kickoff returns for 135 yards. And remember, it's a 50-yard field. 54-yard touchdown against the team from Washington last Saturday. They are home Saturday night to take on the Allen Wranglers. And we are back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Doctor.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Tax deadline got you frustrated? How about a little relief? This Friday, April 15th, join us at the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill for the Tax Relief Party, featuring legendary comedian and performer, Daryl Rhodes.
I am such a dumbass. I stopped. The car behind me is yelling, cussing, screaming. I went back and apologized. I said, I'm sorry, officer. But you know what?
Show starts at 9:30 with no cover charge. Come early for best seats. Daryl Rhodes, this Friday, at the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
We'll see partial sun across the area today with high temperatures up around 63. Winds out of the northeast will also increase to about 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies turn cloudy with a low near 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, You have the happy and you have the sad. And we had Scott Steinbrück on the show yesterday, and I hope someone has pulled him up from underneath his desk where he's probably just like the team wondering what happened yesterday. Grand Island down. They had given up two goals all season. They gave up three in the first half last night. Kearney's up 3-0. Grand Island wins 4-3, scoring all four goals in the second half to remain undefeated. Just a soccer game, and Coach Steinbrück was talking about how he'd never seen two goals scored in the final minute to tie and win a game like they did against Gehring. He's probably not been around many games like that either. So two great teams, and hopefully they can continue to do some good things. But, wow, what a tough one. Maybe a little lunch at the Coop cheers him up.
I was just going to say it's Wednesday at the Chicken Coop. That means one thing. It's burger night. Kearney and Grand Island, both locations, $5. Order any of the burgers off the menu. We're looking for the mushroom burger, the bacon burger, Totally Jack burger, regular cheeseburger. It's all $5. Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. Plus, you got great food. Got other drink specials going along right with those. Plus, not a bad seat in the house. You got all your high-definition TVs there waiting for you. And all the sports are waiting for you, too. At the Chicken Coop, Dean's waiting for you in Grand Island. Colin's waiting for you in Kearney. Go down and see him today. All the Husker games on TV this fall at the Chicken Coop. And get ready to the Chicken Coop. They've got Wing Night. They've got Mountain Oyster Night. They've got Burger Night. And it's tonight. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
And this week's lunch special, the barbecue chicken hind quarter with hash brown casserole and corn, only $5.99. What?
It's like stealing.
I can eat twice at the Coop today for $11.
Yes, you
might
can.
Might not even cost me that if I get the right number.
Pick a number. Keno. It's a wonderful game.
Boom! Well, I don't know about that. But high school sports besides that yesterday, St. Cecilia's track teams both win the Heartland Invitational. Other soccer results from yesterday. On the boys' side, Hastings beat North Platte. Lexington beat Central Catholic. Northwest over Seward. Kearney Catholic lost to SCOTUS on the girls' side. Hastings beat North Platte. Lexington over Lutheran High Northeast. Holdridge beat Kearney. Columbus SCOTUS over Kearney Catholic. And that's what's going on in the world of sports on this Wednesday, in a day that just kind of flew by.
I know we don't care about it. You get to pick two teams. I get to pick two teams for lunch. You already owe me five from the NCAA. Pick your two NHL teams.
Didn't last year we had like the 7 and 6 seed meet in the finals?
Neither of one advance, no one wins lunch.
So what do I got to do here?
You pick two teams.
One from the east, one from the west.
One from the east, one from the west.
Win. All right, I'll take Philadelphia in the east. And in the west, I'll take Detroit.
And Detroit, I will
either
take.
Neither one top seeds.
Neither one top seeds. You know what? I'm going to take San Jose in the west, and I'm going to take, give me Washington in the west. That's a 1 seed and a 2 seed.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow when Brad Hill, Kansas State baseball coach, Jones, his former Husker, Mike McNeil. We want to thank place kicker and punter Brett Maher of the Huskers for joining us today, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squire.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.